So the fourth and final type of apraxia that we're going to look at is called ideational apraxia. It's actually a very rare type. It's the inability to carry out a complex sequence of movements, for example, when using a tool. And here you can see the patient is asked to take the pair of scissors and cut the paper, but he mistakes it for a pen and seems to be writing. He doesn't have an idea or a concept of the required movement, and therefore an alternative term for this type is conceptual apraxia.